This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles Free Message, April 4th, 2025. Today's topic is Becoming a Multidimensional Master.
God bless you. Welcome, dear friends. It is a joy to share with you on a topic that is of utmost importance to all of you as you continue to expand into the multidimensional reality that you are all part of. Now, some of you do understand indeed that you are not just in one time. You are not just in the current moment that you would perceive in this earthly life, that you are also time simultaneously in many different timelines and dimensions, what you would consider to be your past, your current time, as well as your future. Many of you are starting to dip into this awareness more and more. How exciting indeed, as you become more gently, more powerfully aware of how you can affect your reality, how you can indeed change what you are experiencing now, how you are the one totally in charge of it all. In this topic for the future, you are learning indeed to see that what you are choosing, how aware you can be right here, right now, is impacting not only your own future reality, but everyone else's as well. So you are remembering, you are developing, you are growing more completely into a new version of yourself, and you are impacting all the other versions from your past, your future lives. Now, of course, it is only on the earth plane that you are aware of an element of time that is truly not real. It is an illusion. Yes, you are living on earth in linear time, where it does appear to be a past, a present, and a future. But the reality is that these are all happening at once. And so what you would consider your future or your past, yes, is happening right now, which gives you a grand opportunity indeed if you will take advantage of this knowledge, where you can begin to shift not only what has happened in your so-called past, but you can also begin to shift what the future is indeed going to experience. Now, you have the ability, and some of you may or may not believe this, but we tell you very clearly, very honestly, that you have the ability to connect with these various parts of yourselves, with these various timelines that your soul is experiencing. Now, you may be, yes, here and now in your current state in the current year of 2025, but you are also experiencing many, many other realities, but you can connect with them. And you don't necessarily need, yes, us, your spirit teachers and guides to help you, but you do indeed need to have the belief, the awareness, and the desire to say clearly to yourself, to the universe, to God, that I am ready to explore what I am creating every moment of every day, and to connect in with these other parts of your own being. So this particular life here on earth, you are able to have more control. You are able, yes, indeed, to manifest what you need to be happy, to fulfill your destiny that you had created and designed for yourself, and to live, indeed, a wonderful and joyful life. Now, some of you don't believe it. You're so caught, yes, indeed, in this current understanding of your time, in that, the future is not mine, I just have to wait for it. No. Remind yourself daily, remind yourself every moment if you must, that everything that you are thinking, every decision you make, every action is sending out an energy that is creating, that is magnetizing another reality and experience for you. And when you can grasp that truth, then you will be able to take hold of it and truly be a master of your own multidimensional reality. Now, it is not just for the future self that you are already creating. It is already in existence. But it is also for the past. Now, it may be from, this current timeline, your current lifetime and incarnation. Well, you would like to go back and change something. Maybe how you reacted to something. Maybe, indeed, the emotions that you had a long, long time ago that has infected you even now. You have that ability. Will you try? Will you be willing? Be a little more curious as to what your powers truly are. Will you be willing to experiment and to see, indeed, I can indeed change the way I think, the way I feel, the way I am consciously projecting my energies out into the world, out into these various dimensions, and see what I can accomplish. We do think if you give this an honest try, you'll be quite amazed as to what you can do. Now, you would want to start small so that your confidence builds, so that you start to gently prove to yourself what you are capable of. Now, many of you, of course, have learned about the law of attraction and how to manifest things, and that is wonderful. But you only do it at times for certain things. We want you to understand that you are consciously, constantly, continuously manifesting. And when you understand about that, well, you don't have to worry. We don't want the fear energy to be part of your creation, your manifestation. But we want you to realize that you can choose where you are putting your mind, your thoughts, where you are allowing your soul indeed to focus and align with. And you will create that. Now, of course, it is not only going to impact your own personal life, but it will begin to impact those close to you, your family, your loved ones, your friends, those that you work with. But even more so, we remind you, dear friends, of what we've often shared, is that you will impact the world by the energies, the thoughts that you are able to consciously hold. Now, here is the challenge. So many of you have become trained to think in a certain way. You have created patterns and habitual ways of feeling, of sensing, of radiating certain energies. Some of it is laziness. Some of it is you just didn't know you could do something else. So we are here to clearly, indeed, remind you what your soul already knows, that you are able to consciously put forth these energies and to do so more and more often, and to realize how powerful you are. Now, you may not see yourself as the masters of creation, the masters of manifestation that we see you as, but you are. You may not remember it, but you are. You've learned these abilities, these techniques, many, many times. You may have indeed been practicing them right here and now with grand success. And we congratulate you if you have. Continue to nudge yourself, to challenge yourself more and more, to become gently aware. Where is my mind taking me right now? Where am I imagining I am going? For that is where you are going to end up. For how you are thinking, what you are fantasizing, what you are daydreaming about, what's your deepest belief, and yes, even your deepest fears. You are going to materialize in this world. But you have the ability to shift and change it. Do not ever, dear friends, think that you are stuck, that you are limited. That is simply not true. You have grand, grand powers that you have yet to fully tap into, but the energy is all ripe for you to do so. And we are going to continue to remind you. We will continue to do so in this format, as well as more personally, if you would invite us into your lives. For indeed, you are indeed ready to branch out more and more into the powers of your soul, and to begin to change your own lives, and to make it something that you will be quite proud of in the future. And you will indeed have the ability to impact others in a way that your minds could not even conceive of beyond your wildest dreams and imagination. And that is what we are counting on for all of you, that this grand awakening, this upliftment of consciousness that you find yourself in, you will jump right in and realize the joy, the excitement, the power, and the achievements that you can make, not only for yourself, but your brothers and sisters around you. Do not hesitate, dear friends. Allow yourselves more and more to tune in, to see indeed where your thoughts are taking you, to consciously begin to project and to visualize. Yes, use your tools to imagine, to affirm what you wish to become, what you wish indeed to see in your life on many, many levels in many different ways. It was meant to be fun. It was meant to be joyful. It was meant to be fulfilling. And we will be with you, dear friends, rooting you on, cheering you on every step of the way. God bless you indeed.